It might seem like an eternity, but only about a year and a half has passed since hackers stole personally identifiable information for about 22 million federal employees and contractors. Lawmakers and other critics were shocked that the Office of Personnel Management Systems didn't encrypt the data. Well, just last week, OPM officials went to Capitol Hill to update members on their IT modernization. And in many cases, those members didn't like what they heard. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The fact that Social Security numbers for the 22 million victims of OPM's cyber breaches weren't encrypted was a big deal for Congress when it first heard that hackers had gotten hold of the information. And those numbers, well, they're still not encrypted. David DeVries is the chief information officer for OPM. He tells Congressman Stephen Lynch during a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hearing, OPM is getting close.
Yes, we have begun a vigorous program in 2016 to encrypt the databases. So it's not just encrypting the Social Security number, but it is the databases that contain those critical information.
Are we done with that yet?
We are not completely done across the whole OPM environment, but the HBA systems we have gone through, and I have one remaining system to be done, and that is scheduled for next month to complete.
What percentage of the 22 million have been encrypted? Can you give me an estimate on that?
Of the MBIB system, which contains those records there, all but one have been encrypted.
So what's lacking in percentage?
One major database there on the mainframe.
DeVries says encryption should be finished by the end of 2017. It's been about a year and a half since OPM first told the public about the impacts of their two separate cyber breaches. And it's been nearly a year since OPM leadership first testified on Capitol Hill about the agency's plans to reform its IT systems, cybersecurity, and the security clearance process. But lawmakers still have many of the same questions they had before. Congressman Mark Meadows.
There were similar terms that I'm hearing today that give me concern that we're making progress. And I guess, how do we define success? At what point will we have all the major applications? And Mr. Lynch talked about the encryption.
Correct.
Now, we've been promised encryption over and over and over again, and yet even today, we're not there.
Lawmakers are concerned not only because of past events, but because past Inspector General and Government Accountability Office reports have shown that OPM has a lot of work to do to secure its systems. But OPM says it's made progress, and its systems are more secure than they were before. Cord Chase is the Chief Information Security Officer for OPM.
One of the things when I came on board was to set an appropriate strategy and a pathway forward. So it was the stabilization phase. So we understood that there were quite a few systems that were out of compliance. So we knew that we had to take steps to get those back into compliance. We also had another layer of engineering tasks which included network segmentation, making sure that we had the appropriate monitoring tools in place, and then the tuning process to support that. Throughout fiscal year 16, we were able to get those accomplished, but again, to a standard baseline where we feel comfortable that we can control our environment and we understand where we were with the IT system boundaries and the IT system boundary inventories.
OPM's Inspector General conducted its annual review of the agency's IT systems, and when it did, it found 18 major systems didn't have the right authorizations. But DeVries says all OPM systems now have ATOs, or authorities to operate. Here's Meadows with Chase.
So we can tell all of those employees or potential employees or those who have had their personal life history looked at, that by the end of 2017, that you have great assurance that we have the most up-to-date, sophisticated cybersecurity protection that they will ever see, and it will be segmented in a way that if somebody gets in the front door, that they won't be able to go through the whole system. Is that correct?
That is correct. And there's also many, many compensating controls that reside in the network. So we have our network analysis tool, we have our data loss prevention tool, we have malware detection tools, and then we actually have a 24/7 security operations center that is on glass watching for those events to come through.
OPM is also finalizing its plan to close some of the agency's data centers. The Office of Management and Budget will receive that plan at the end of this quarter. DeVries says the plan is to move 7 OPM data centers down to 2. The agency closed 2 data centers already and will soon close a third one. The hearing often strayed from topics of OPM cybersecurity and the National Background Investigation Bureau, and at times delved into heated debates between the majority and minority members over election hacking. But when it did stay on topic, lawmakers mainly focused on the state of OPM's IT systems. The security clearance process itself got little attention. Defense Department Chief Information Officer Terry Halverson says DoD will deliver several prototype capabilities for the NBIB systems by the end of fiscal 2017. It will achieve initial operating capability for the full investigative process by the fourth quarter of fiscal 2018. NBIB is doing a short pilot now to determine how the agency can use social media more often in clearance investigations. Charlie Phelan is the director of the NBIB.
The pilot was not to determine whether or not there's any value in social media. The pilot that we are currently running is how do we incorporate it into a standard background investigative process. And the largest pole in this tent here is not can we collect the information. It is not is there going to be valuable information in there. It becomes how does it get incorporated in a manner that is cost effective to our customer base. And because the collection is the easy part, the analysis of it becomes harder, and the more data that's out there, the more difficult the analysis becomes. I believe that this is a relevant data source. We believe it is a relevant data source. We're going to continue to exploit it.
But that answer didn't satisfy Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz.
It's very frustrating. This takes so long because every time we have a problem, what's the very first thing the FBI and other law enforcement want to do? They want to dive into their social media. That's the best way for them to figure out what has been going on, what is the attitude, who are they communicating with. And if we're going to give a security clearance, it seems reasonable.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.